Greetings from Las Vegas. This is the podcast edition of the Coverville 500 show that took place on August 15th, 2008, at the Bally's Events Center at the Bally's Hotel Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. You're going to hear live performances from the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, Natalie Gelman, Jonathan Colton, and Chance in the Choir, as well as MC duties by Dan Klass. Richard Cheese asked that I not include any part of his performance in tonight's podcast, and I totally respect that and recommend that you check out his live show at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. A quick note about the recording. Every effort was made to make the quality of the recording as good as possible. We used a combination of recordings from the soundboard along with a recording taken from the ballroom audience, thanks to Jawbone Radio's Len Peralta. The two sources were mixed, and I dare say they came out pretty good. However, you may notice some drops in audio as the two files sync up. They're pretty minor, so you might not even notice them. Thanks also go to Adam Christensen of the MacCast for his recording of Jonathan Colton's Code Monkey. And one last note, for those of you who are discovering Coverville for the first time, you might want to know about a special limited-time offer. From now until August 30th, that's this coming Sunday, if you make a $30 or more PayPal donation to Coverville using the PayPal link on the side of the coverville.com site, you'll receive a 3-DVD set containing all the first 500 episodes of Coverville. You'll even get the choice of AAC or MP3 format for the later episodes. Details are on the Coverville website, and all proceeds from the donations go to cover the costs from the concert you're about to enjoy. So sit back, relax, close your eyes, and pretend you're in the spacious, I mean really spacious, Bally's Event Center as the show is about to begin. Is this thing on? How you doing, everybody? I'm Brian Ibbett. Welcome to Coverville 500. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. This is going to be a great show. We got the guys from Dr. Floyd coming up here. We got, yeah, absolutely. Give it up. This is low. I'm tall. We got Natalie Gelman coming out. Keep it coming. We got Chance in the Choir coming up. We got Richard Cheese coming up. And has anybody ever heard of a guy named Jonathan Colton? Okay. Now, I want to introduce the funniest guy I know. I couldn't think of anybody better to help me host this concert. Lance Anderson from The Verge of the Fringe recommended that I talk to this guy about getting on my show. But he and I have been buddies ever since we started doing this whole podcasting thing. He's right here. He's got an awesome hat. He's a failed actor and a stay-at-home dad. And those are his words, not mine. Mr. Dan Klass, everybody.
You are the saddest individual I have ever seen in my life. I really, thank you. I love you. You know I love you. It wouldn't be Las Vegas if a guy didn't come on stage and say he loved another guy. Welcome to Coverville 500. Please stop taking, you know the expression, whatever happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas? Not when you're here with the new media geeks, folks. Everything is being Twittered, photographed, uploaded, rewired, RSS enabled. Oh my God. I'm walking down the street. Now, you know, I'm good with the ladies. I'm a sexy, sexy man. I'm married, but I still got the mojo. And I'm walking down the street. Now, I live in LA where, you know, maybe not so much. But here in Las Vegas, I got to tell you, I can be walking down the street and women, really beautiful women, will ask me if I want a date. I'm in a bar, whatever. They're constantly coming. I mean, really hot. I'm telling you, like women that could get pretty much any guy they wanted. But what happens in Las Vegas gets stayed. Oh, and I've been asked to make an announcement. You cannot monetize your being here tonight. Do you understand? You're just supposed to sit there and listen to the music. There's no way to slap a little Rever ID at the end of this. This is just a show for you to enjoy, okay? We new media people, sir, are so cutting edge. This show tonight, by the way, Coverville 500, the show you're about to see, is already available on the internet. You can download this from iTunes right now. Before about 3 o'clock this afternoon, I thought this was going to be a 21 and over show. And then around 2:30 or so, Grant Pachoco says to me, "Oh yeah, they're letting kids in." Okay, can't do that joke, can't do no. We got no and no and no and extra no. So I'm out, kids. Right, we're done. Until Richard Cheese, there's going to be no the home and the hot and all that. I thought it was going to be Rickles up here. No, no, no. I would like to thank our sponsors, though. Blueberry, where are you? There they are. Where are my Rochester homies from Ambrosia? Oh, really? You didn't think I was going to call everybody out on the... Come on. Really? All right, Len's going to sit in for the Ambrosia guys. They're from Rochester. You don't know where. They're halfway to Canada by now. Trust me. Sure. Backbeat Media. Are there any Backbeat people here?
Yay!
Gee, forget it. Feldthoughts at feld.com. I'm not even going to ask. iProng Magazine. Let's hear it. Where's Bill? Yeah. Thank you, Bill Palmer. That's right. Bill Palmer's here. Yeah. Podcast User Magazine and Blogger Podcast. They go dark for like 6 months. You don't hear a word from them. Bill Palmer. Like a machine, this guy. Thank you, Bill. So listen, you guys want to get the show started? Should we just go? You're not here to hear me talk. Trust me, I'm not. Are you Twittering that this is happening? What are you doing? Come on, Twitter. Oh my, everyone is moving closer to the stage, send. Live your life for 10 seconds without putting on a Flickr, would you please? My God. Is that Veronica too? Look at this, we've got celebrities. There was almost like Veronica. Who was I with? Who should I out? Was it Len? Len, was it you and I standing? We're hanging out at the Coverville 500. We're trying to, you know, hawk tickets. And Veronica shows up, huge web celebrity, and she starts hugging the chick from Dr. Horrible. And it was like geek girl-on-girl action. It was just like, seriously, fights were breaking out, rushing to where they were touching. It was bizarre. And yet, refreshingly fantastic. So... All right, listen, that's it. We're going to start. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce two of the funniest guys I know. I love their show. We're addicted. These two gentlemen are bigger celebrities in my home than Luke Skywalker. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it's true. Grant Pachoco and Doug Price of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Welcome to the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Live as part of Coverville 500, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to have some fun, folks? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. Well, we need all these mics on and the guitar on, too.
Yes.
This is going to get crazy, ladies and gentlemen. All right, folks. You know, with the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd show, my name is Dr. Grant. I do the voice of Dr. Grant. That's kind of weird and ironic, but not really. And I also do the voice of Dr. Steve, the evil mastermind, and thank you, and Fidgert, and my good friend Doug Price over here does the voice of Dr. Floyd. So that's...
Oh, don't forget the waiter. I also do the waiter.
Oh, and the waiter, yeah. Yes, in this upcoming show. All right.
After standing for several moments in shock at the garish picture of Dr. Stephen Fidgert on the billboard, our heroes soon find themselves sitting in the back of the Dr. Steve Theater in the Dr. Steve Hotel as the Dr. Steve all-singing, all-dancing stage spectacular nears its conclusion.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, to close out the show, my little buddy Fidget and I would like to sing our hit single. This is a cover song by a man named Josh White, although I think you'll agree that my version is much better. It's called One Meatball. A little sock walked up and down to find an eating place in the town. He read the menu through and through to see what 15 cents would do. One meatball. One meatball. This little sock could afford one meatball. He told the waiter who was near at hand about the simple dinner that he had planned. The guests were startled, one and all, to hear the waiter loudly call. He said,
"One meatball. One meatball. This little sock requires one meatball."
The little sock, he felt ill at ease. He looked up and he said,
"The menu, if you please."
The waiter just hollered back down the hall. He said,
"You get no bread, not with one meatball."
One meatball. One meatball. You get no bread, not with one meatball. All right, Fidget, take it away. All right, let's hear it for that little sock. The little sock, he felt very, 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 very bad, because that one little meatball was all that he had. And in his dreams, he heard the call.
You get no bread, not with one meatball.
One meatball. Everybody sing. One meatball. A little louder. One meatball. A little better, please. One meatball. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to my show in my hotel here tonight. I'll be out in the lobby afterwards signing autographs for only $50, so please come out and say hello. You've been a wonderful audience. Give yourselves a big round of applause. You get no bread, not with one meat. Thank you. Ball.
Oh, thank goodness that evil Dr. Steve is over.
Yeah, who does he think he is? Engelbert Humperdinck?
Quick, let's get to the lobby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank our sign holder down there on the end. Clinton, who sponsored the show, doing the duck call right there. Doug Price, Dr. Floyd. Mojo as the store employee. Mr. Joel Bryant as, he's the Michael Phelps of comedy, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Joel Bryant as the narrator. The lovely Maura Quirk, ladies and gentlemen. Devin Green as Betty Willis. And my name's been Grandpa Choco. Thank you so much, and thank you to Brian Ibbett for putting this all together. Good night, everybody.
The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, everybody. Come on, a little more love. Now, you know how every 6 months or so, usually on January 2nd, you do maybe 3 push-ups and start feeling good about yourself? This young woman rollerbladed from Miami to Manhattan. Let me repeat that as it sinks in. Rollerbladed. From Miami, Florida. There's no Miami, New York. Miami, Florida to New York City. Performing all the way, donated all the proceeds to a children's charity. She's a wonderful woman, obviously incredibly talented singer-songwriter. New York Times did a big piece on her. She's a subway performer slash emerging star. What's going on in the subways of New York? I thought it was all hell down there. It's the new place. Are you ready, Natalie? Are you in tune? Ladies and gentlemen, Natalie Gelman.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Sorry, cord's a little tangled. That's a little better. I'm just going to get right into it. This first song is an original song. It's called Sweet July. And it's August, but that's okay.
Sit back for miles, let this all undo itself for a while, or I could fall into my fears and come up covered in my tears. I could fall back into your arms, then you still feel so. Protect me now, just like home, the warmth of your chest on my back. It was so easy lying next to you, telling our dreams like they would come true. And it felt so right that night we came undone. Could have known
This next song, I have to admit, I'm a little nervous about. I've never played it out in public before. Aw, that little girl's adorable back there clapping and hopping. But hold your hands over her ears, because this isn't really appropriate, totally. So this is dedicated to Brian for putting this all together. He inspired me to learn this song. And I hope for your sake that I play it well. Here we go. Sing along if you want. It'd be awesome if you did.
Thank you. thinking about myself, and there she was, like double cherry pie, girl, there she was, like disco superfly. As my sex aims, candy, who's that lounging in my chair? Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine. Still thinking about myself, and there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade.
You guys ready for one more time? One, ready?
I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely.
Awesome. Thank you. You guys are my guinea pigs. You guys have been awesome. Awesome, awesome. My guinea pigs and my awesome techie friends. I have one more song for you. It's another cover song, one of my absolute favorite cover songs to play. And yeah, I just want to thank Brian once again for having me out here and having me perform. Yeah, you guys can clap. And the sound guys are doing an awesome job. Thank you so much, Dan and Julian. Thank you, Julian. That's another thing I wanted to say. I am so sorry if I have not remembered your name, because I don't even remember my own name some mornings. So if I met you and you're like, yo, we met already, and I'm like, oh, sorry. I just apologize in advance again. Anyways, here's my last song. It's called One Fine Day. I'll keep Thank you so much. You guys have been awesome. And yeah, I'll see you out there. I'll be over there. Buy my merch. Thanks again.
Natalie Kelman, everyone. Holy cow. Let's see those iPhones in the air. My goodness, new media. Thank you, Natalie. Ladies and gentlemen, without, in all seriousness, the next performer needs absolutely no introduction, especially in a room like this. He started as a software developer. Now he's an international internet music icon. He's the guy that wants to eat your brains. He thinks we're all Tom Cruise crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, the only guy that I can think of whenever I'm at IKEA and it's all the damn time, Jonathan Colton, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Can we clear this area of people? I'm just kidding. Please give it up once again for Natalie Gelman. And of course, Dr. Floyd and their fantastical radio adventures. My name is Jonathan Colton, and I'm going to play some songs for you. I hope that you enjoy them. I hope that you do not record them, because that is a violation of my copyright.
We laugh.
Are there any ladies in the house? Can I ask a favor of all the ladies? Can all the ladies in the house say yeah? Thank you. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. A girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face. You get sprung, you wanna pull up tough. You notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Ooh, babe, wanna get with ya. Take your pretty picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got made me so horny. Ooh, rumple smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my Benz. Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing to hell with romancing. Cause she's sweat, wet. I got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man, ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas, fellas, is your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got. My scandal, I wanna get you home. And whoa, double up, whoa, whoa. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone pods are made for toy. Don't want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. Johnny C's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. I'm looking at rock videos, knock-kneed bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. Keepin' women like Flo-Jo. Word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit it and quit it. But I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, if you wanna roll in my Mercedes, then turn around and stick it out. Even white boys gotta shout. Baby got back. baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got back. Thank you.
To look out there and see a toddler dancing around to that music. But also adorable. It's a positive message. It's a positive message for her. First, listen, you know what? I get to decide what songs I play. You know? There's a certain dynamic here implied by the physical arrangement that's going on. Man, Jonathan Coulton was a dick when he... But yeah, I'll do that one. This is a song that I wrote about some personal experience that I had. I know. You're right. That deserved a woo. You're absolutely right about that. I used to write software for a living, and this is not truly autobiographical because it's just not all the details are not right. But I did write software. That much is true. Visual Basic and Microsoft SQL Server. I know. Nah, it's kind of lame. You're right. You're right. It's kind of lame. Anyway, now I'm a professional this, you know, so this song is sort of how it feels to write software for a living, if you don't know. It's called Code Monkey.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant, what do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not safe out loud, Code Monkey not crazy, just proud, and Code Monkey like Frito. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew, and Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart, and Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey hang around at front desk until your sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle, he sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight, Code Monkey not feeling so great, and Code Monkey like Fritos, Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew, and Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart, and Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey have every reason to get out this place. Code Monkey just keep on working, see your soft pretty face. Much rather wake up, eat a coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative ways, such a load of crap. Code Monkey says someday he have everything even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. And Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man with big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you.
Thank you. Okay, so this is a cover song. You know, it's Coverville, so I figure. This is one I've been working on lately. Big influences of mine. I'm just gonna play it.
I'm your only friend, I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend, but really, I'm not actually your friend, but I am. Looking eerie in the eye by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bell. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Long Jean Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the alley by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. There's a picture opposite me from a primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Well, I respect that a lot. I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, bluebird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. Blue Canary in the alley by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, keep the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Want to keep a fine point on it? Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Thank you. It went pretty well until the end where I decided it was a Hawaiian song and I said, Waka Piku, find a point on it. Have you ever been to Waka Piku, find a point on it? It's very nice. Great. So this is going to be the last song, I'm afraid. Lots of other awesome stuff coming up, so please, stick around. But thank you, guys. You've been really fun, and thank you in particular for not sitting all on the sides of the walls of this giant room, because that would have been awful. Very nice of you to sit up here in the front. Thanks so much to Brian for having me here. Yeah, Coverville. And really, if there are any podcasters in the audience who have played me on their podcasts, thank you. I cannot overstate the importance of getting airplay on all these channels throughout the world. It's an amazing time we live in, and I was just talking with Chance before the show. We hadn't met before, but we're both independent musicians. And trying to make it work, and there's so much going on in this area. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy. Big media is happening, and then quietly, slowly but surely, here the rest of us come. So thank you for all of your support.
Jonathan Colton, everyone, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Fanboys, rejoice, it's Jonathan Colton. Anyone else here have been podcasting since 2004? Yes, of course, of course. Way back in 2004 when we used to make our RSS feeds with our bare hands out of sweat and grit and steel, there was a musical act that was making their music available to podcasters long before the podcast this and the podcast that, whatever. Oh, he's right here. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the original podcast musicians, this is Chance and the Choir.
I have a request. Everybody who's been sitting up till now, please come a little closer. The reason is, this is about to turn into a bit of a rock show for the next 45 minutes, and we feel very lame when we don't fit in, because we're all about fitting in, you know? So, everybody move it just a little bit closer. Don't worry, you won't lose your seats. They will be there when you come back.
Let's do that too. Brian, where are you, man? Where's Brian from Coverville? There he is. Dude, check it out. This one's for you. For ridiculous reasons. Okay, so getting back to my point. We're building respect here. We've spent the last 30 to 35 minutes trying to acquire your respect, and we're going to spend the next 3 minutes destroying it. Are you ready?
Yeah!
No! No! That is the kind of audience that I would expect in Los Angeles. You are in Vegas for fuck's sakes! Try it again. Ready? Are you ready? We're just getting started. This is going to get good. Ready? Okay, here we go. Under normal circumstances, this is completely unacceptable. They lose their minds the way I whine. I think it's time. Warm it up. The crowds go crazy. Warm it up. Oh God. My milkshake brings all the bars to the yard.
Charge my milkshake, drink all the balls to the yard. Stand up, it's melting your stand.
like that. I like that. One more song. One more song for us to feel like internet pod stars. Is that a word? You ever seen a word coined right before your very eyes? Neither have I. So hey, just for this one song, I need people to get a lot closer. It's the last one. Jonathan Colton, I plan on calling you up on stage. I'm letting you know that in advance. Natalie, we haven't even met yet, but I'm calling you up on stage. Brian, I'm calling you up on stage.
You should.
This song is off the very first record. Look at that, there's like five people there trying to be too cool, but they can stand just like the rest of you. Everybody, let's do peer pressure. Come on! Everybody just make a lot of noise. You ready? Oh, wait. Pretend that you didn't come here for the New Media Expo. You came for Chance in the Choir.
I did! Yes! This...
And the choir girls came too. Everybody, please give it up for the choir girls. Now, you know, for the most part, we're going to play this song because it was so big in another country far away. But you're not sure whether we're going to play it, so you're waiting with a bated breath. And finally, I say the name of the song and you scream as loud as you can, all right? Are we good with that? Stop you and do it again if it's... You ready? All right, thank you, everybody. This is Chance in the Choir. We're from Los Angeles, California. If you want to come out and check us out later, we're playing in Rancho Cucamonga tomorrow. Yeah. And there's CDs and t-shirts over there. This song is called Say What You Will. Good night.
It's a final trip, but I never got on the bus. Whoa. Everybody who would like to join the band on stage, please do so now. Come on. Take those steps right there. You guys lead the way. Come on, just come up on stage. Yes, you, man. Everybody follow Jonathan Colton. Hey, Natalie, I'm Chance. Nice to meet you. How are you? Brian, awesome. Nice to meet you, man. Absolutely. Where's CC Chapman? You're not getting away with this, man. Get up here now. The Ready Adventures of Dr. Floyd, where are you guys? I had a brain fart. It took me a while to say your name. Come on, everybody, let's go. Come on. Oh, you guys want to take pictures, don't you? Now it's cool. All right. Hey, anybody who wants to sing in that microphone, please feel free. Are we ready? This is a song you all know. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. These days are gone and I'm not so self-secure, and now I find I changed my mind. I open up the door. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Say what you will, but maybe this is better than the pain. How can you want the same thing if it's going down the drain? Don't mean to spill, but I know this is gonna leave a stain. Say what you will, but this feels better. This feels better. Oh, oh.
And that is going to do it for the special episode of Coverville 500, covering the Coverville 500 concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. Special thanks going out to the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, Natalie Gelman, Jonathan Colton, Chance in the Choir, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, and Dan Klass. Coming up on this very feed in just a few days will be episode 501, and we'll just get ready to start doing this all over again. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.